All right, it's a KFC Radio Quickie, courtesy of the New York Post. Saw a headline that jumped right out at us. Everybody's sending it to us left and right, tagging us on Twitter. It's, sorry, beta men, women just aren't that into you. Written by a chick, too, Lauren Stussy. So it says, beta men, chicks just don't like them. The findings use data from about 600 straight white women. Very.
I mean, that throws it off right there, because black chicks love me.
Black chicks love them a sassy white boy, okay? Let me tell you that much.
Black chicks, I don't even fucking like white women anyway. White women fucking suck. Fuck you guys.
Yo, it's over for white chicks. Over.
Bitch, I'm not trying to be dating Kellyanne Conway in 30 years. Get the fuck out of here. Give me like Gabrielle Union. That bitch is like 60. Fucking hot as shit still.
Yo, white chicks, man. They talked about how everyone used to say white girls are evolving because they started to get asses. And now they're like devolving.
Yeah,
it's over for you white girls.
It was like a fucking promise they made with the devil where it's like,
time to pay the piper.
Like a football player gets CTE who's like, look, I'll be ripping when I'm 20 and 30.
Mm-hmm, when
I'll be fucking 45.
I'm done.
Shotgun in my chest at 50.
Yeah.
That's like what white women did. Like, give me an ass right now. I'll age like a cake in the rain once I hit menopause.
Cake in the rain. Oh my God, that's great. Dude, that is exactly what happened for white chicks. It's just like, you better capitalize on your prime because you're like an NFL running back. You're just going to go hot and heavy real hard for a few years and then you are fucking done.
But white women who are pretty much exclusively our podcast demographic at this
Shout
point.
Shout out to you, girls.
Still love you, baby.
Yeah.
Still love you,
like,
baby.
Like, listen, you're prime. You still do dominate.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. Like, just know that, like, the Gabrielle Unions of the world are... And I really just... There is something to the black women and the sassy white beta man where it's like... If you're ever at, like, a bar or, like, a wedding or somewhere where you can, like... Basically, clown around if you're a beta boy and you can clown around with like a sassy black chick. It's a very funny scene. It's actually like pretty like racist in a way. You know what I mean? It's like we're just making a mockery of this whole thing.
You're a big
black girl. I'm a little bitch boy white guy, and we're all laughing at each other.
We're both gonna like just fulfill our stereotypes to the nth degree,
exactly.
Just
that.
To please everyone else here,
exactly. We are just putting on a fucking show for you, the black girl, the white guy, and we're just dancing up our stereotypes. So anyway, 600 white women, straight white women, responded to photos of male faces that had been digitally altered to either have more masculine features or more feminine features. The researchers also tested the women's hormone levels. The ladies generally favored the more masculine face, which appears to have thicker eyebrows and a narrower face. This was true no matter what her hormone levels were. The results debunked decades of research that found otherwise.
The results of 600 women doesn't change decades of research, if you ask me.
So you're telling me for decades that chicks used to like beta men?
Yeah, they kept that under wraps pretty tight.
I was going to say, I didn't know that was a thing.
Here's my fact here, is they do. Whether or not they're willing to admit it, like, when it comes down to it, when the cards are on the table, you like a beta dude more than... And first of all, since we've started this whole beta thing, I've never seen anything trigger people more.
I know, and that's why it's so perfect.
It's like so fucking
if
perfect.
If you're triggered by it, you are one of these fucking
like, dude,
alpha
like,
dicks.
Some dude with, like, a Tom Brady profile pic, and he's like... He's like, at handle is like NFL draft expert. It's like, dude, you're a fucking pussy. Yeah. It's like, shut the fuck up. You're a goddamn loser, bro.
You're exactly
like,
what
like
we're
you're
talking
that
about.
Worked up because I like fucking like myself some show tunes.
Right.
That's really gonna fucking twist your Joe Boxers into a knot. Like, you fucking loser, bitch.
Coming in hot. Yeah, no, I've said it before. It's like when people complain about the crying Jordan meme, and then you hit them with the crying Jordan at the peak of that. It's the same thing. If you are upset, this shit is not funny. No one finds this funny, bro. It's like,
I'm not trying to be funny,
you're
bitch.
What we're making fun of.
I'm being dead serious. I'm not making jokes over here. I don't make jokes on this podcast. I speak truths, and that's it.
You might laugh at them, yeah, but I'm just spitting the truth.
Right, exactly.
So here's the thing. This study means nothing. Yeah, no, it's not breaking news that chicks like a fucking strong jawline and a dude with like a fucking masculine appearance. The beta life, being a beta boy is more about your demeanor and your personality and your behavior. like, yeah, you put like, I don't know, who's someone with like a chiseled fucking jaw?
Zac Efron. It's always
you
Zac Efron.
You put Zac Efron up versus like Frankie Borelli, little bitch boy, feminine feature lesbian. No girl is going to be like, give me Frankie Borelli.
Yeah.
Like, we know that. But the beta boy behavior is more about the being comfortable with yourself and being confident in yourself no matter what your likes or dislikes or whatever it may be, no matter what those are, it's the confidence to carry yourself in that demeanor that is attractive to girls. Now, I will also say
that's what it means, like, too. Like that's why we've always said, like, I can't pick a girl up at a bar, but, like, once you get to know me, then you're like, oh, shit, I do like him. And guess what, bitch, I'm a beta.
But that's where
I'm a beta.
I do think that you can. I wish you guys could see what he's doing. There is a level of, like, the alpha male will, like, pick that girl up in a bar and fuck her. Like, that does happen a lot. Like, there are girls who will still absolutely fall for that whole routine. And so the alpha male, whatever you want to call it, can definitely still get laid. But that's not to say that there are chicks out there who are going to be attracted to the beta persona.
No.
You know what I mean? Like the whole nice guys finish last thing isn't, it's not true
that's
or
so
untrue.
True. I finish first almost all the time.
it's very like you can be like the douchebag pickup artist alpha type of guy, and there will be plenty of girls who still fall for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably an age thing. It's probably like, yeah, like you're younger and new to this, and like you still want like
a college girl probably does
yeah.
that.
And then like the older girl who's like been around the block and been fucked over a couple times, or is done with like the dog and pony show and like the whatever you want to call it, we'll find the guy who is just like, what's up? I don't know. This is what I like. This is what I don't like. You in, you out. I don't really care.
Dude, like if you're thinking about like a beta, right? Like just like, I'll just pose these questions to girls. Like, do you rather want to hang out with a guy who's going to be like, I need a beer in the game. Like, we're not watching your fucking show.
Right.
Or you're going to hang out with me who's going to be like, yo, let's pop on The Greatest Showman and let's sing some Efron.
Let's
right
sing
now.
Together.
Right? Like, you're going to go with a guy who like, he has to be behind the wheel at all times, which I actually do. But like, and when he's behind the wheel, he's got to be listening to fucking rap or heavy metal or something. You want a guy who's going to bang out some Taylor Swift with you.
Yeah, pop on a little Bieber and maybe we'll do a duet.
That's
you know?
Me.
I'll sing backup vocals to you.
I'll eat, I'm not like, oh, I only eat steaks that I grilled, that I cut off an animal I hunted, which is a little excessive with the alpha male. But like guys are like, I, you know, like,
no.
I'll go to some new cuisine restaurant and I'll take an Instagram with it and I'll fucking tag you in that Instagram because I'm
Fitzpo,
a gentleman.
Fitzpo. Or more appropriately in the news today, this week, do you want a guy who's going to eat your pussy or not?
Oh!
Speaking of eating, I mean, listen, you can keep fat boy DJ Khaled and all his alpha bullshit about
I'm
being
king.
A king.
Guess
what I'm
going
to do?
Does.
I'm going to fucking eat your pussy till you come because I can't do it with my dick. And I will be willing to admit that because I'm secure enough.
I will eat your pussy for 10 hours straight and you can call me a queen the whole fucking time. I don't give a goddamn shit. Fucking the king. I don't do that, man. That's the king. Yeah, she got to do things because she the queen. I'll do whatever they want from the queen.
Yo, if I can put my mouth anywhere on you and shit, I'm down, okay? I'm not, beggars can't be choosers. I will fucking go down because, again, I will be comfortable enough to admit that the rest of it ain't going to get it done.
No.
So I'm going to need, like, you know, it's like I'm going to need extra session. I'm going to need extra time to get this done. So that's the perfect example of it. It's like, all right. All right, which girl, what do you think girls want right now? The DJ Khaled alpha male? Who's like, yeah, you suck my dick because there's different rules because I put the roof over your head and I don't eat pussy. Or the guy who's like,
pop a Jolly Rancher in your pussy, sit on my face, and let's guess what flavor you are, babe.
That's what's up. See, that girl who called in who was like, my boyfriend got like mad, she's got herself a little bitch boy alpha. Oh, what are you doing? I don't like this.
Like, some dude in medical school. Like, you're going to get a yeast infection. I don't give a fuck about a yeast infection.
I'll probably still go down on you when you got one of those. I don't give a fuck.
If you have a vagina, I want it in my mouth. That's what it is.
It boils down
if
to.
That makes me a fucking beta queen,
you know what?
Then bring it on.
Listen, you are.
Carry me around and put me in a chair with, like, beta queen, and I will fucking I won't even eat grapes. I'll eat your pussy like that. That's what I want.
That's the new barometer. It's like, oh yeah, I'm such like a cuck beta like gay guy that I like to put my mouth on vaginas.
Yeah.
This is where sometimes when you really boil it down and you can just you can break down this whole alpha beta thing into one sentence, it's like you really realize how ridiculous people are being. We are now talking about how it's like not masculine to eat a girl out. Yeah. What?
She doesn't have a fucking dick, dude.
Hey, you're not sucking dick. You're eating vagina. How is that going to be portrayed as anything other than like a dude having sex with a girl?
Dude, just wait till these fucking alpha dickholes learn that we're eating ass now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You eat asshole? Guys have those. Yeah, well, it's on a girl this time. Fucking hey.
We both got buttholes. That's gay, man. Yeah, listen. Listen. Everybody has their own, like, you're at your own stations in life. So there's probably a lot of guys right now who are listening to this who are like, fucking beta cucks. I don't like these guys. And listen, you're probably going through your phase in life where you're like just out of college or some shit and you think you know what you're talking about, but you don't. And eventually, like, you'll come around. And there are probably some girls out there right now who are thinking, like, oh, these little bitch boys, I don't want to hook up with them. And you'll get fucked over, and you'll get burned, and you'll have some guy who does not go down on you ever. And then when you're a little bit older, your palate will be a little refined, too. And I'm sure we think we know what we're talking about, and we won't. When we reach, like, you know, the Silver Fox years, we'll be like, oh, man, those, we used to be fucking whatever. I don't even know. We'll figure it out what we're doing wrong.
We'll always be right.
But everybody,
I've never changed my mind in my life once, and I'm not gonna start in 15 years. I'll
sounds
tell you
like
that.
A, sounds like a terrible idea. That's just flip flopping. Yeah. That's just being inconsistent.
Yeah, what am I, John Kerry? Come on.
So, you know, it's not really. I'm not passing judgment. You're just we're just at different stations in life. Mine is correct. Yours is wrong. And you'll realize the error of your ways. And until then, you guys can you know, girls, you can not come. Guys, you can sit around being so straight you don't mess around with vaginas.
I think I've said that before, where, like, I started this at a young age, this beta movement, where I was on the bus in elementary school singing Bye Bye Bye, and people are like, Feidelberg, you're gay. I'm like, nah, I just know good music, dude. This song is fucking awesome.
And guess what? The girl behind me, she's going to let me go down on her later.
And guess what?
Because I know the dance. Because I memorized the choreographed dance from TRL. Okay,
Now that we're 20 years later, everyone's like, yo, that song was hot. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I told you that. You said I was gay. And now it's going to be like, Kevin, in 20 years, you'd be like, guess what? Musicals are dope. I'd be like, I know. I told you this whole fucking time, man.
Yeah, you also 20 years from now, you'd be like, you know what? You were the handsome one. You were right. Dude, I'm dumb.
The today with, like, you especially, where I feel like Michael Scott when he does the roast, he's like, boy, really went after my intelligence there, huh? And my thing isn't small, it's average.
You should have seen when Nate, I don't know what, I think Nate was doing a bit or something. He was just like,
when Nate does a bit, it's the weirdest
thing. He was just like, Kevin, like, you're the stupidest person here. And I was like, what? I don't think I am. He was like, no, you're like, the fact that you don't even know you're the dumb one means you're dumb. And I was like, maybe I am dumb because I don't even get what Nate is doing. I just don't think I'm that stupid.
I don't think you're stupid. I just think you're not the handsome one.
Well, again, it's really, you just have to define, you have to fall into one of two buckets, mm-hmm. and you clearly fall into the dumb bucket, thereby the handsome bucket.
You're good at math, so you think you're smart. I'm good at all the other fucking shit.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I'm the one who knows all the classical shit. I'm the one who took humanities classes.
Oh,
I'm
humanities?
I'm the one cultured. Culture takes intelligence. You know how to do math. Congratulations, bro. I have a fucking calculator on my phone. I don't need your shit. I sat in math classes, and I could see
your humanities.
I'm so smart, I could see the future. I sat in math classes like third grade.
Teachers
would be like, oh, you're going to need to know this one day. You can't send your calculator everywhere. Bitch, guess what? It's 2018 and I bring my calculator everywhere. It's not a TI-83, but I have a calculator with me everywhere I go. And I knew that was going to be the future. I knew Steve Jobs. I saw
you
that
sound
shit.
So dumb right
no,
now.
No, no, I
and
saw
I'm just
it all.
Sitting here laughing nice and handsome while you just get yourself clearly worked up. You are so dumb. Signing off. It's the handsome one, KFC.
Hey, Em, 1 second. Let's just do a little poll test here. Let's see here.
What, you want to read the results? It's not good.
Oh, no. We both put up our handsome pictures yesterday. Let's see. Kevin, 4,352 likes. 4,352. Let's see what I got. We're at 7,469.
That's not even. I thought that was going to be a way higher number.
That was side.
Thought you were going to act. I thought you were going to say like 20,000.
You have 30,000 more followers than I do.
Listen to yourself.
You still have 3,000 less
likes. Listen to yourself.
You ugly dumb bitch.
Yo, I'll tell you why. Do you know why you have so many likes on your picture? It's because of the background,
baby.
It's the fucking cake in the background. Ain't nobody looking at the foreground of that picture. They're looking at the sexiness going on in the back. If you want to know what we're talking about, go look at Feidelberg's Instagram. He could use the followers. He's on Instagram, at Feidelberg. The background is where the, that's where the magic's happening in that
cake.
Picture.
You can't
that's,
get back that,
that's the extra. You want to know where the extra 3,000 likes came from?
Fucking right here, baby.
This wagon's carrying them likes, baby. All right.
Well, New York Post, you're wrong. Fuck your hormones. Fuck your white women. Science is a liar sometimes.
Fuck your hormones and fuck your white women.